Welcome to DNB College. Today we're building something small that can make a huge difference in your track, a roughneck old school DNB ride groove, and more importantly, how to stretch it into an arrangement that feels like real jungle pressure instead of a loop that just repeats. The ride is one of those sounds that people underestimate. It's not just an extra cymbal on top. In old school jungle and early drum and bass, the ride is a forward driving layer. It can make the whole break feel faster, wider, more dangerous, and more live. Used well, it becomes an FX-style energy tool for intros, build-ups, drop punctuation, and second drop lift. And that matters because in DNB, the top end is doing real arrangement work. If the ride is too long, too bright, or too wide, it can smear the snare and clutter the groove. But if you shape it properly, it becomes controlled pressure. It supports the break, keeps the dance floor moving, and leaves space for the kick, snare, and sub to stay dominant. That's the sweet spot. So let's start simple. Open Ableton Live 12 and create a new MIDI track. Load drum rack or simpler with a ride sample. You want something metallic with a short attack and a clear tail. Not a huge washy crash. Not a soft splash. A sample with a distinct ping at the front is ideal, because it will cut through the mix without turning into white noise once the drums and bass come in. If you already have a breakbeat loop, you can even steal a small ride-like hit from that. But for beginners, keep it easy. One good ride sample is enough. Now program a basic one-bar pattern. A strong starting point is to lean on offbeats, then add a couple of small 16th note pickups before the snare. Keep the rhythm simple, but not rigid. And this is important. Vary the velocity a little. Even tiny differences make the part feel more like chop jungle and less like a sterile hat line. What to listen for here is whether the ride pushes the groove forward without fighting the snare. If it sounds like it's stepping on the backbeat, remove a hit before the snare and let the snare breathe. That backbeat has to hit hard, always. Now let's shape the sound. On the ride track, build a simple chain with EQ8, saturator, and if needed drum bus or a compressor. Start by high passing around 250 to 500 Hz, just to clear out any low junk. If the stick attack gets sharp or harsh, make a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add a little saturator, somewhere in the 2 to 6 dB range, just enough to give it grit and density. If you want a little more bite, drum bus can help, but keep the drive low. You're not trying to destroy the sample, you're trying to make it present and controlled. Why this works in DNB is simple. The ride has to sit on top of a busy drum system without masking the snare. It needs edge, but not chaos. It needs energy, but not fatigue. If you overcook the saturation, the top end becomes a hissy cloud and the mix starts to feel harsh. If that happens, back off the drive and use EQ to shape the tone instead of forcing more distortion. Now think about the flavor you want. If you want a rougher, more broken-up jungle vibe, keep the pattern busier, shorten the notes a little, and leave the sample a bit raw. If you want a cleaner modern roller vibe, use fewer hits, tighten the rhythm, and smooth the top end more carefully. Same sound source, totally different attitude. That's the beauty of this move. Next, let's stretch the one-bar loop into something that actually feels like arrangement material. Duplicate the clip and start making small changes every 2, 4, or 8 bars. Don't just repeat the exact same phrase. For example, keep the first 4 bars fairly basic. Then in bars 5 to 8, add one extra pickup hit every second bar. In bars 9 to 12, pull a little tension out by creating a gap or a small filter drop. Then in bars 13 to 16, bring the groove back brighter and more open. This is how you stop it from sounding like a loop demo. In jungle and old school DNB, phrase energy matters. The listener should feel the section evolving over 4, 8, and 16 bars. Not wildly, just enough to create movement and intent. Now automate tension instead of just adding more notes. Use auto filter or EQ automation on the ride track. A really solid move is to start with the top end slightly restrained, then gradually open it up over the phrase. You could begin around 6 to 8 kHz and ease it toward 10 to 14 kHz. That subtle opening gives the impression of lift without simply making the track louder. You can also automate saturator drive up a little in the last 2 bars if you want more roughness. Or automate the volume slightly down and back up to create that breathing, inhale-exhale kind of movement that old-school jungle does so well. What to listen for is whether the ride feels like it's building tension without becoming painful. If the only thing happening is brightness and that brightness starts to sting, the movement is too extreme. Subtlety wins here. Now bring it back into the full track context. This is where the real test happens. Solo is useful, but it lies. Put the ride back over the breakbeat and bassline. Listen to the whole system. Does the ride make the brake feel faster and more urgent? Can you still clearly hear the snare crack? Does the sub stay stable underneath? If the ride blurs the snare, lower it a few dB and trim a little more, around 4 to 8 kHz. If the bass feels smaller, check whether the ride is too wide or too bright and stealing attention from the center of the mix. In Club DNB, you want this layer to stay mostly mono-safe. A wide ride can sound exciting in headphones, but on a system it can smear the top end and weaken the core of the track. Keep it focused unless you have a very specific reason not to. And here's a really useful coaching habit. Toggle the ride track on and off while the drums are playing. You're listening for one thing. When it comes in, the groove should feel more urgent and more expensive, not just louder. That's the sign you've got a useful arrangement layer. From there, start thinking like an arranger. Try building a short call and response with the drums. Let the ride drive for 3 bars, then drop it out or thin it for the last half bar before a snare fill, brake switch, or bass hit. That tiny bit of space can make the next event land much harder. It's a classic old-school move. The absence is part of the impact. If the part is starting to feel right, don't overwork it. Seriously, this is a good moment to stop tweaking and commit the feel. If you need to, consolidate the clip or resample it to auto. That gives you control over tiny edits like trimming tails, reversing a hit into a transition, or cutting one specific bar for a fill. Once the groove has identity, freeze the decision and build around it. That's a big beginner win, by the way. A lot of people keep editing a part that already works. Don't do that. Lock it in and move forward. For the arrangement, design at least one clear change for the drop or second drop. Maybe the first drop is filtered and thin, then the second drop is brighter, busier, or slightly more broken up. Or maybe the ride disappears in the breakdown and returns with a pickup hit that signals the return. You only need one clear change to make the listener feel the new phase of the track. Here's a simple phrase shape that works really well: sparse ride, filtered ride, brief dropout, full return with the snare or fill. That's clean, DJ-friendly, and very believable in Jungle or Roughneck DNB. A few quick reminders on what can go wrong. If the sample is too long and wash-heavy, it will blur the snare and soften the drums. Shorten it in simpler, fade the tail, or choose a tighter cymbal. If the ride feels too loud in solo, trust me, it's probably too loud in context too. Ring it down and check it with the full drums and sub. If you overfilter the top, the ride loses its job and stops creating lift. If you add stereo whitening without checking mono, it may sound huge in headphones, but fall apart in a club. And if you load it with too many extra hits, it stops feeling like pressure and starts feeling like clutter. For darker or heavier DNB, keep the ride slightly underbright and let the menace come from the pattern itself. If you need more weight, layer a very quiet brake slice underneath rather than making the ride huge. If you want extra menace, automate a short filter close and open over 1 or 2 bars before the drop. That inhale-exhale motion is old school for a reason. It works. One more practical truth: if the ride sounds right in solo but wrong in context, the fix is usually fewer hits, shorter note lengths, a slightly lower level, or less saturation. Not more processing. Usually less is more here. So here's your focused practice move. Build a 16-bar ride groove using one sample, only stock Ableton devices, and just one main processing chain with EQ8, saturator, and optional auto filter. Make one basic 1-bar pattern, one filtered variation, one dropout or fill moment, and one return with a little more energy. Keep the variations to every 4 bars. Then check whether the snare still punches, whether the groove feels faster without turning noisy, and whether the section feels like it's moving toward a drop or switch up. If you want the challenge version, build 2 ride clips. One sparse version for tension and one busier version for impact. Add a short transition bar between them. That's real arrangement thinking, and it's exactly the kind of control that makes a DNB track feel alive. So to wrap it up, start with a tight metallic ride, build a simple offbeat groove, use EQ, saturation, and maybe a little filtering to control the tone. Then stretch the idea across 4, 8, and 16 bars so it becomes part of the arrangement. Always check it with drums and bass. Keep it mostly mono-safe. Keep the snare clear, and aim for controlled roughneck energy that feels gritty, forward, and unmistakably drum and bass. Now go build it. Keep it focused, trust the groove, and when the ride hits right, you'll feel the whole track lift.